Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author William Epps Jr., a licensed and ordained minister, believes in preaching and teaching God's Word to enhance Christian education and biblical knowledge about Jesus Christ. In Search Of, he makes a trip through the Bible, both Old and New Testament, to convey what the Bible offers as a plan of salvation. Shedding light on the important messages contained within the Bible, In Search Of helps Christians better understand the true basics of the Bible and its history. William Epps Jr. earned a master's degree in biblical studies and a doctorate of religious education. He's a licensed and ordained minister who believes in preaching and teaching God's Word. He lives in Orlando, Florida. Dr. William Epps Jr., author of The Enlightening and Spiritually Enriching In Search Of Old Testament Solid Foundation, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Epps, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
So much
on the air.
Yeah, and yes. I appreciate you taking the time to do this, because this is a book that's receiving excellent reviews, an award-winning book. It's helping so many people. Let's talk a little bit about the story behind your first and actually second book. Where did this idea come from for the book?
Well, I was, the Holy Spirit was leading upon me to enhance, my education, to reach out to other people that other people might know exactly what's be happening. And that's how I started with the book, writing the book, just to make sure that everyone will be able to get something from the book.
And there is something there. There is a lot there. The book is In Search Of. It's by William Epps Jr. If you're Googling, that's E-P-P-S Jr. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. How do you feel about the book? As I say, it's receiving excellent reviews. Do you feel that you've achieved the goal? And then we'll talk about exactly what the goal is here in a second. But do you feel that, boy, this is answering some questions and helping people?
I would say I haven't reached the maximum of the goal, but I'm in the general ballpark of it, that I'm reaching out to people and that I'm, getting more exposed to helping a lot of people that I cannot see, so to speak, but they can also hear about me.
And that's so fascinating with the book. This book is touching people actually worldwide, people that you've never met, will never meet, that don't know you, but have been inspired and motivated by the words in your book, In Search Of. I asked that question sort of backwards there. Do you feel you met your goal? What was the goal in writing this? What did you hope the reader would take away after reading In Search Of?
I was hoping that the reader would exactly achieve what they was kind of looking for, someone to kind of enhance their knowledge, to give them a more fulfilling of their what they are in searching for, how the Holy Spirit could open up their knowledge and they could see through what the book is actually all about and how this book could really help them.
The book is so well laid out, and it's really a job well done in putting this together. Talk a little bit about the research and how you went about putting this book together so it's of maximum help to all the people.
So when I first started, I relied on the Holy Spirit to teach, lead, and to guide me into all truth. And the Holy Spirit, as I uttered to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit was fulfilling me what to put in, what to write, and how to write, and everything. So it was just amazing how the Holy Spirit just lead and guide me into all truth.
It's almost like you had a co-author, it sounds like, with you in writing this book, a little divine inspiration, it sounds like.
Yes.
And the book is, again, doing so well. The reviews are excellent. It's by William Epps Jr. It's In Search Of Old Testament Solid Foundation. I mentioned this is two books now. We'll talk about the other book here in a second. Two books. Will there be more? Are you working on another book?
Yes, I would say I was working on many books, because as long as I can get across to people, that people be able to see what this Old Testament is all about, and then I reach out into the New Testament, you know, to let them know about the New Testament.
The book is In Search Of. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. In Search Of, William Epps, E-P-P-S Jr. is the author of the book. Information and a link, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about the second book, Peace and Happiness, Behold, He is Coming. I understand that's going to be released in 2021. Has it been released yet? Are you close to that?
It's right. It's in production. It's getting ready to be released real soon now. And that's what I'm longing for, because this second book is telling you about what to expect when he do come.
Interesting. And if you go to Amazon, the usual places, and you click the author, you'll get other books. And when Peace and Happiness is available, you'll be able to order and read that book as well. Anything that surprises you about people and the reactions that have read In Search Of? What kind of feedback have you been getting?
Well, the people that so far has been reading it, they was ecstatic. You know, how did you come up with all of this? You know, how did you go about this? And look like the Lord had his hands on you. I say, well, thank you, Lord, for that, because man, I couldn't have done this without the Lord having his hands upon me. And I like to see the expression on the people's faces that they was enlightened, they were very much enlightened that I was able to accomplish this. And now I'm sharing it with the world.
That has to be a feeling of great accomplishment when you realize that, you know, sort of mission accomplished. This is what I hope to do. And then you get the feedback that you have, and you touch so many people. It has to be an exciting time in your life as you're now reaching out to people through these books.
Yes.
And this book finish that thought, because that's so important.
Okay.
Because you're really continuing.
That was my main objective, is to get as many people on board as I could, because there is plenty of room, just like with the Old Testament solid foundation. There's plenty of room on the foundation for us, as we are the house being built on that solid foundation. If you go to build a house, you cannot build a house if the foundation is not level. If the foundation is not solid, if you try to build a house on an unstable foundation, what's going to happen? House divided by itself cannot stand.
Yes. Well, that's interesting. If somebody is listening and thinking, boy, I don't know if I have the foundation to read this book, this may be a little more advanced than I really can fully understand. Who is this book designed for? I get the impression in reading reviews, basically anybody. You sort of walk them through everything, help them lay the foundation they need.
Yes. Matter of fact, this book is really for anyone who has a discernment of the spirit. Even the young ones. With the help of someone else. Now, this book is, I wouldn't say that a baby could pick the book up, or a first, second grader could pick the book up and understand it, but it is for the young adults, the older, the ones whoever, can have discernment of what the word is saying.
The book is In Search Of, if you're just joining us, Old Testament Solid Foundation. William Epps Jr. is our guest on the program. Epps is E-P-P-S. If you're Googling for the book, you'll find it at Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. After you finish a book, is there a time you go back and sort of think, okay, maybe I should have arranged this in a different way? Anything you learned in writing a book that helps you with writing the second and third books?
Yes, I would say, because as long as I stay within the basic of the Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide me into all truth. And as a stand, I don't believe that I would change anything. I would enhance more than what I was doing.
Which I understand, hopefully you'll be able to do it in future books. And again, the second book by Dr. Epps, Peace and Happiness, will be coming out sometime soon, and you can get information. Of course, when you go to Amazon, the usual places as well. Let's talk about some of the scriptural related subjects that you address in the book, In Search Of. Talk about some of those and how you went about choosing what you were going to present in the book, In Search Of.
Well, I looked at the Old Testament, and then I looked through the New Testament. My favorite scriptures in the Bible, favorite books, would be the Book of John, and then the Book of Daniel. And those two books is the center of the Bible, so to speak. But John 3:16 is the center of the Bible. John 3:16 covers the Old Testament. John 3:16 covers the New Testament. And Daniel covers the whole entire Old Testament and the New Testament as well.
In Search Of, Old Testament Solid Foundation, the book by our guest on the program, William Epps Jr. Again, I love that solid foundation that's leading, putting the foundation in place so that we can learn from that. Talk a little bit about what you learned in doing research and writing the book. I mentioned your background. You've got a master's degree in biblical studies, a doctorate of religious education. Did you learn anything by going back and going through all of this information you present in Search Of?
Yes, I did. You know, comparing, I compare it to where I was when I started to the point where I were in the middle of it, and compare it to where I am now in the finishing of it. You know, it just was just like I was on a floating cloud. I started at one point, wind up at the central part of it, and then wind up near the end of it. And it really enhances me. It kind of just really, really brought me to a point, man, that I really, really felt good doing it, that I wouldn't take anything for this trip that I'm on right now.
And with that solid background that you had, that's interesting, talking about who might benefit from the book, who is it designed for? If someone thinks, I pretty well understand that, I'm not sure that I would get anything out of that, the answer to that would be yes, you would, because you even received information and anointing as you were reading this.
That's right. Yeah, because if you see the revelation of it is that I don't care how much knowledge you have, you will never know it all, because it wasn't meant for you to know it all at that time. And this Revelation 22:18-19 say, don't add anything to it or don't take anything away from it. You know, because the word is going to stand for itself. We don't have to try to enhance the word to make it for other people to understand it. If you even get near the word would just say, jump out on you. So if I may paraphrase it, say, I got you.
Yeah, yes, yes. So you know, it's interesting that no matter how much you've studied, for example, with the master's, with the doctorate, and people think that I've been steeped in religious background since an early age, I understand this. I'm getting the impression we really don't know as much as we think we do, and it's a continuing education process. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's very accurate, because education is something you can have knowledge, you can have wisdom, but if you do not have an understanding of it, you have nothing, because the word says, above all that you have, get a what? An understanding.
In this
so
book,
that is the understanding is the key,
and this is the foundation, and that's in the subtitle, In Search Of, Old Testament Solid Foundation. In the book that's close to being published, Peace and Happiness, Behold, He is Coming. Talk a little bit about that and why we should look forward to that and how we will benefit from that as well.
Because the subtitle in that, He is Coming. because we do know he is coming. We've looked back at the Old Testament, saw which was. We're looking in now, and we see which is. But yet, we do not know which is yet to come. We do know that he is coming. But then there is some trying to figure how he is coming, what he is going to do. You know, he did not leave no key to show what he is going to do until he's come. Because if we don't get on board from day one, we could sit, play little games and wait till he come and then try to jump on board. But, you know, he's telling us, choose ye this day whom thou wilt serve. Will it be me or will it be man? And that is our key to be ready when he comes.
How many of us do you think fall into that category? You mentioned that, okay, when it comes time, I'll get things in order, but I don't know how many people actually do that or even close to doing that. What do you feel in someone who's spent your life in talking and teaching people?
Well, most people, they say, well, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yes.
But tomorrow
yes.
is not promised. There's no such thing as tomorrow, because when it comes, it always be today. And as it's gone, it's yesterday. Tomorrow is always the future. And we always put off for tomorrow for what we need to do today. We that is our biggest problem. We don't think about which is yet to come. We always worried about now. You know, the prodigal son, give me mine now. Let me enjoy mine now while I'm living. They not worried about in the future coming and how we are going to have a peace and happiness with the presence of God. You know, they always, everybody wanted to go to heaven, but say what they were saying, nobody wanted to die.
You know, we got a couple minutes left in the program. It's interesting because what you do is you're there. You're the first line that will spiritually help us and guide us as we get through life. How fulfilling is that when you are there to actually preach and teach God's word and then see a response, see people? You can probably there are times when visually you almost see that light bulb go off mentally where it's like, yeah, I understand this. And because of that, because of how you touch these people, they're leading better lives and touching others in a positive way. That has to be very fulfilling when you see changes in people.
Yes. Yes, it's very much so. And then it gives me a great sense of urgency that I've done something great to help people. And that's really, you know, that is my main focus, is to not just bottle up the word and keep it around for myself, but I want other people to know as much as I know. Some people just don't want you to know as much as they do, but hey, I don't care. I want everybody to know just as much or more than I know, you know?
Well, I mentioned in the beginning,
and,
yes, finish that
yeah,
thought.
Go ahead.
Finish that thought, please, Adam. I'm sorry to interrupt. Finish
and I wanted to just, you know, emphasize that my webpage, wejbooks.com, you know, you could go on there and just read, because I do have a webpage. You can go on and it gives you somewhat of the what is presented from the In Search Of, and then the other book, which is still in production right now, but you can also order on there, and then you could send in a little email, put it on your email, what you think.
Interesting, and I didn't realize you had a website. Let's do that again. What is the address for the website?
The wejbooks.com.
That is very simple to remember. William Epps Jr.
Yes.
is our guest and the author, so it's wejbooks.com. You get information
yes.
there and directed, for example, to buy In Search Of at Amazon, one of the other places. You'll know firsthand when Peace and Happiness is coming as well, and be able to follow Dr. Epps on that website as well. Dr. Time has gone by way too quickly on the program today. Hopefully when the new book is released, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program. I think everybody learned something today, and fascinating having you with us.
Yes, it really is a pleasure being with you. So anytime, you know, we could talk, anytime that I could be on, be of service, I would be so.
Well, we'll have you back, and you've been of service. Our guest is William Epps Jr. The book is In Search of Old Testament, Solid Foundation. The new book will be out shortly. It's called Peace and Happiness. His website is wejbooks.com. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.